Hello.
Hello, is Lee there?
Yeah, this is Lee.
Hey, Lee, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. It looks like it was based on some financing it did with BSB Direct back in 2008. Right. Yeah, so based off that, we had you pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as working capital. Up to about 250K. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, see what kind of plans you had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
I work in the oil sales part, but the drilling part, not the pipeline.
I'm sorry, that makes sense. I meant just, like, what'd you have coming up this year?
It's pretty rough right now. I'm down to nothing, really, by all rights, you know, and I really don't want to, I need money, but I don't want to borrow any money, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I hear you. And do you have, like, the light of the tunnel? You think it's going to, you have some work, like, coming up?
Oh, yeah, I'll pick back up again, but it's just going to be down for another 3, 4, 5 months, you know.
Right. And
I'm just trying to hang on. I'm trying to hang on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And that's, you know, I know it can be a tough situation. Do you still have, like, jobs you're doing right now, or you're waiting until... Okay.
Oh, no, I'm working right now, yeah. But it's just barely making it. I got some equipment through the BSB, and it'll be paid off next month, you know, so I'll have all my equipment paid off.
Right.
But I'm scared to borrow anything, you know.
Yeah.
In case something did happen, and I'm sitting here with another $25,000-$50,000 loan, you know.
Right. Exactly. I know that's like a tough situation, you know, to be in.
It's a catch 22. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And that's, you know, we do the equipment financing, and then we also do, you know, the working capital, and the working capital, it's based off your sales. So, like, to give you a better example, like, what are your gross annual sales like this year? Or last year, excuse me.
Last year, Chris, I don't even know. Hang on. It might have been $250,000.
Okay. Yeah, so
based on... I'm trying to think because we kept going down. 2014, I did 480,000.
Uh-huh.
2015 was like 340 or something like that. That was last
340.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah. Now this year, if I break 200,000, 175,000, I'd be lucky if I even come close.
Right. No, and I know that's a tough situation to be in with the way the economy kind of went, you know, as far as oil goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, based off that, if, with your, you know, gross annual sales around, like, you know, 250K to 340,000, we'd be able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash.
Yeah.
I mean, could you use anything anywhere from 25 to, you know, 34,000 to get you between these jobs?
Well, I could. I mean, there's no doubt. Right as of right now, see, I'm only making, I'm probably grossing maybe $10,000 a month if I'm doing it right now, you know, but I've had more than that first part of the year, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But I've gone from $40,000 a month down to 10, 12, you know.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's definitely a tough position to be in. I mean, if we could get you to, like, 34,000, 25,000, would you be able to, like, use that money to grow the business and, you know, as far as getting more work, maybe?
Save it. Oh, yeah, I could. I mean, it'd probably save the business. There ain't no doubt.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, I keep payments going. I mean, just utilities and this and that, you know, and whatnot. I mean, just even a small business like myself, people don't realize how much it costs to even operate it, you know?
Right, yeah, operating costs themselves, you know.
Yeah, everybody thinks you got money because you got a business, and you don't.
Right, I know, that's definitely a tough position, you know, to be in. But this the money is unsecured, so you can use it however you see fit for the business. Is that what you could use it like a cushion, you know, to get you between?
Right. Now,
and now for these jobs that you're doing now, what do you, like, what kind of jobs are you doing right now in between this kind of slow season?
Well, I've got two rigs running with the equipment rental on it right now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And one rig is going to be shut down for about 6 weeks for XTO. It's Exxon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to shut down for 6 weeks, and they're going to pick back up again. And then it's possible they'll pick up the other rig. And if I had three rigs running, I can maintain everything. You know, there's no problem. But I've got so many competitors. We've gone from, I'm working in Cambridge, Ohio right now.
Uh-huh.
And Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia had about 250 rigs running.
Wow.
At one time now.
No kidding.
Now they've got 40.
Now they got 40?
Yeah. There's so many competitors out here. These big multi-million dollar companies are just swallowing me up, you know.
Yeah.
They can hold off for a while, take a loss, you know, lay off a whole bunch of people, you know, regroup this. And,
right.
You know, I can't. I had to struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and yeah, I'm sorry, I mean, to hear that. This is definitely a tough position to be in. And with these rigs, I mean, how many, you said you have three currently right now, you're just trying to keep them running, or?
I'm at two right now, my business is really secure at two right now. And it's possible they're going to pick up the third one.
Oh, no, what, how much do the rigs cost?
Well, no, I mean, What I mean is I got equipment on the rigs.
Oh, gotcha.
I got my hydraulic valves rented out to the rigs.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. I got two rigs running. That's what I meant. I've got equipment on two rigs, two jobs.
Right. So you get the hydraulics on each one. Okay.
Yeah.
And with those hydraulic lines, I mean, do you have
the
a bunch stocked up?
It's
the
a valve.
Okay, so you basically, I'm trying to understand exactly, you have these hydraulic valves, and it's like to the pump jacks, or are you on the actual drilling?
It's on the actual drilling rig.
Okay.
It's called a choke valve, is what it is. It goes to a manifold that they have off to the side of the rig, but they flow through it sometimes.
Okay.
See, what I've got a panel up on the floor, so they can stand up on the rig floor 20 feet up and operate my valve on the floor, you know, on the ground.
So. Oh, right. Okay. That makes sense.
It's a valve with a remote panel, I guess you could say that.
That's cool. How much do those things cost?
Some of them cost me, one set cost me $30,000, and another, I went to a different person, and they would cost me like $23,000 a set.
Oh, wow. So it ranges. I mean, that's not too bad in between, but yeah, it depends who you get them from. Okay. So yeah, if we were to, you know, get you that money, would you be able, you'd use it for a cushion, and I mean, would you be able to use it right away, or?
I can't say anything. I need to talk to my wife before, you know, I really commit myself.
Right.
You know, it's, my wife and I, we got a good relationship, you know, and I got to keep it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's by all means, and you need to speak with your wife. I'm just going over some stuff with you, you know, some options for you if you're still looking. You know, you had some jobs coming up, and definitely could cushion you through there. And because, you know, we're generally able to lend a little bit more because it is based off sales. I mean, you know, to take that in consideration. And how would you rate your credit? Is it like good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
My credit?
Yeah.
It was like, the last I knew, it was like 742.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the last time you had it, you know, checked?
It was a year, little over a year ago. I bought this brand new pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Denali, a Sierra 1500
oh, nice.
Denali pickup.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
I didn't put any down on it, so it was a little over a year ago.
That's great. So you just picked her up and off you went?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, good for you. And do you have, like, lines of credit that you use, you know, for these,
No, I... For myself?
Right, for the business, do you have, like, a line of credit
no.
that you use for emergencies?
No, I don't use any lines of credit, you know, as far as, I've got a gauge business also that I calibrate, weight indicators and pump pressure gauges and different torque gauges on these rigs.
Uh-huh.
And I buy my parts from different distributors and stuff. I got credit with them, but,
right.
you know, I don't, you know, I don't have a major line of credit with anybody.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious, you know, kind of get an idea how you operate over there.
Yeah. I mean, if I bought some parts, they'd send me the parts, and then they'd give me 30 days or something to pay for them, you know.
Okay, they give you like a net for your receivables, just like a net 30 kind of deal.
Yeah, right, correct.
Okay, cool. And, yeah, have you got, like, tried to go to your bank and get a line of credit?
No, I've never done that because I was just don't want to get a line of credit through a bank. I'm trying not to borrow any money.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of, you know, seeing what you're looking at over there. And how long have you been doing this over there, Lee?
I've had Lee since, I've been in business since 81.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I got this business, I'm now Lee's, I've had it since 85.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so you've been, I mean, it's quite a while. You have been in business a long time.
Yeah.
How'd you get in, you know, involved in the industry?
How'd I get into it?
Yeah.
It started up in Michigan back in 72, 73, where it got fairly strong, and I just got out of service, and then I jumped in the oil field, and that was it. It's sort of in your blood, you know, after you've been in it for a while.
Right. So you've been roughnecking since, how old do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I roughnecked. I was, I was about 23 when I started roughnecking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. I had some family out there in Odessa a couple years back, and
yeah,
they were, you know, making some money, like, especially, like, the kids out there right out of high school, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, Lee, so basically, I mean, off of the information that I kind of gathered, I mean, we definitely would be able to get you around that, you know, 25 to 34K, if you could use it, you know. What's a good email? I could send you some info, you know, you could talk to the wife and,
It's Lee, L-E-E,
mm-hmm.
underscore.
Okay.
You get that underscore? Yeah.
Yeah.
McCarty, M-C-C-A-R-T-Y at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, so I'll confirm with you. I got Lee, L-E-E underscore, McCarty, M-C-C-A-R-T-Y, at sbcglobal.net.
That's correct.
Okay, Lee, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and I'll send you over an application as well as a little bit of information and other documents we would need. It's a real, you know, simple process, and we can actually,
yeah.
you know, get answers within, you know, 24 hours and funded in 48 if needed. So I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes, and then when would be, you know, a good time to follow up with you?
Sometime next week, probably.
Okay.
I'm down here working right now, so.
Right. And, is this a good time for you or earlier? As I know you.
It doesn't make any difference. I don't know where I'm at. Say.
Right. Okay.
I'm driving down the road right now, so I mean, I'm 24 hours a day. You can call me midnight if you want. I mean, I don't care.
All right, Lee. Well, I won't call you at midnight, but I'll give you a call next week and touch base with you.
Okay, we'll see if we can do something. So, I mean, if it's no, it's no. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly, and that's what I mean. Yeah, Lee, I just wanted to, you know, see, definitely help you. You know, if you had something coming up and we could help you get the cash flow, I'd like to help you out. But all right, I'll go ahead and send that over.
What kind of interest rate do you have? Is it on your credit, or how do you do that?
Right, like they take the credit into consideration, and these are it's like a line of credit because we're able to free up the 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. And rates, because it is more of like a short term, it's from 3 months, you know, all the way to 3 years being the longest term. They don't assign an APR, you know, because it's generally shorter than a year. It ranges, like, and it's a fixed cost. So they'll, like, once we get the application and everything, we'll be able to give you exact numbers on what you'd be looking at as far as total payback. So it's like a fixed cost. You know, it's not going to change on you.
Right, correct. I understand that.
But once we, you know, definitely get the app in and they look at everything, well, they'll give you numbers, and then if it makes sense to you, you can take it, and if not, no obligation, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Lee?
Yep.
All righty, well, I'll send that over to you, and I'll check back in with you next week.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yep.